Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Menopause Reset by Mindy Pelz is a practical guide for women who want relief from the confusing, often disruptive changes that can arrive in perimenopause and menopause. Drawing on Pelz's public work in holistic health and fasting-focused lifestyle strategies, the book frames menopause less as an inevitable decline and more as a hormonal transition that can be navigated with informed choices. It centers on the idea that many common complaints, such as stubborn weight gain, sleep disruption, mood swings, brain fog, hot flashes, and low libido, can improve when daily habits better match shifting biology. Rather than presenting a one-size-fits-all plan, the approach emphasizes understanding hormone patterns, supporting metabolic health, reducing inflammatory triggers, and building routines that are sustainable. Readers can expect a blend of education and actionable steps, with an emphasis on food timing, nutrient density, stress regulation, and lifestyle rhythms designed to help women feel more stable, energized, and confident in midlife. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing menopause as a metabolic and hormonal transition. A central theme is that menopause is not a sudden event, but a multi-year transition where estrogen, progesterone, and other signaling hormones fluctuate. And then the book positions symptoms as feedback rather than personal failure, encouraging readers to look for patterns connecting sleep, stress, food choices, and body composition. It highlights how declining estrogen can influence insulin sensitivity, fat distribution, temperature regulation, and brain chemistry, which helps explain why a previously reliable routine may stop working. By translating hormonal shifts into understandable cause and effect, the author aims to reduce fear and replace it with experimentation. The emphasis is on becoming an informed self-observer, tracking how energy, cravings, mood, and recovery respond to different inputs. This framing can be motivating because it turns menopause into a solvable systems problem. Adjust the levers that you can control, such as meal composition and timing, movement, and stress load, then evaluate results. The topic sets the stage for the rest of the book by arguing that targeted lifestyle changes can meaningfully change how menopause feels day to day. Secondly, food timing and fasting inspired strategies for symptom relief. Pelz is widely known for advocating fasting and circadian-aligned eating, and the book applies these concepts to midlife hormone changes. The focus is not simply eating less, but using timing as a tool to improve metabolic flexibility and reduce the blood sugar swings that can worsen cravings, fatigue, and irritability. Readers are guided to consider how meal spacing, earlier dinners, and occasional time-restricted windows may support insulin regulation and weight management during years when the body can become more sensitive to carbohydrate load. The topic also stresses that fasting is not a constant state, and that women may need to vary intensity based on stress, sleep quality, and individual tolerance. The book positions protein and nutrient density as important stabilizers, especially when appetite cues change. It also connects eating patterns to common menopause complaints such as night waking, hot flashes, and afternoon energy crashes, proposing that steadier glucose and lower inflammatory burden can help. Overall, the message is to treat timing as a dial you can turn rather than a rigid rule, pairing it with high-quality foods so the approach remains supportive instead of depleting. Thirdly, supporting hormone balance with nutrients and inflammation reduction. Another major topic is the role of nutrition quality in how the body experiences menopause. The book emphasizes that fluctuating hormones can amplify inflammatory responses, making some women more reactive to ultra-processed foods, excess alcohol, and high sugar patterns that previously felt manageable. By prioritizing whole foods, sufficient protein, fiber-rich plants, and healthy fats, the plan aims to create a steadier internal environment for the brain and body. Nutrients are framed as building blocks for neurotransmitters, detoxification pathways, and tissue repair, all of which can influence mood, focus, skin, and joint comfort. The book also encourages readers to think in terms of triggers and buffers, what foods seem to provoke hot flashes, bloating, or anxiety, and what meals lead to calm energy and better sleep. In this context, hydration and mineral balance are treated as practical levers for fatigue and headaches. The intent is not perfection but consistency, using dietary choices to lower the overall stress burden on the body. This topic ties the symptom conversation to everyday grocery decisions, giving readers a sense of control and a framework for troubleshooting. Fourthly, stress, sleep, and nervous system. Reset for midlife resilience. The book underscores that menopause symptoms often intensify when stress is high and sleep is compromised, creating a loop that is difficult to break. It highlights how midlife can include added pressures such as caregiving, work demands, and shifting identity, while hormonal changes can simultaneously reduce stress tolerance and disrupt sleep architecture. The proposed solution focuses on calming the nervous system through consistent routines, better light exposure patterns, evening wind-down habits, and strategies to prevent late-night blood sugar dips that can trigger waking. It also encourages readers to rethink productivity culture in favor of recovery, explaining that cortisol-driven patterns can worsen belly fat accumulation, anxiety, and temperature dysregulation. Movement is discussed not only as calorie burn but as a stress metabolizer, with an emphasis on choosing workouts that support, rather than exhaust, a changing body. The topic promotes self-compassion and realistic habit stacking because a plan that increases stress will not be sustainable. By treating sleep and stress as foundational, the book suggests many other efforts become easier, from appetite control to mood stability, making resilience a core outcome rather than an afterthought. Lastly, building a personalized menopause plan and measuring progress. A key takeaway is that menopause care should be personalized, with attention to symptom patterns, lifestyle constraints, and individual biology. The book encourages readers to create a structured but flexible plan that can be adjusted as the transition evolves. Instead of relying only on the scale, it suggests tracking broader markers such as sleep quality, waist measurements, digestion, mood stability, strength, and mental clarity. This topic emphasizes iterative learning. Try one change at a time, give it enough time to evaluate, and then refine. It also reinforces that setbacks do not mean the approach failed, but that another variable may need attention, such as stress load, protein intake, or consistency of routines. By focusing on progress signals that matter in daily life, the plan aims to keep motivation high even when weight loss is slow. The approach also validates that some women will want to combine lifestyle work with professional guidance, and it frames informed conversations with clinicians as part of empowerment. Ultimately, the personalized plan concept helps readers avoid extremes, build sustainable habits, and feel confident that they can navigate midlife changes with agency. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women in perimenopause or menopause who feel blindsided by new symptoms and want a structured, lifestyle-based roadmap. It can also help partners, coaches, and wellness-minded clinicians understand how food timing, stress load, and daily routines interact with hormonal change. The main benefit is practical agency. Instead of treating hot flashes, weight gain, mood swings, and sleep disruption as random, readers are encouraged to test specific levers such as meal timing, nutrient density, recovery-focused movement, and nervous system regulation. That combination can improve day-to-day energy, confidence, and consistency, which often spills into better relationships and work performance. Compared with similar menopause books that focus primarily on hormone education or on a single diet approach, this one stands out for integrating symptom understanding with actionable behavioral frameworks, especially around fasting-inspired strategies and metabolic flexibility. It also appeals to readers who want a clear plan but still need room to adapt based on stress, sleep, and tolerance. If you are looking for a motivational reset that treats menopause as a transition you can actively support, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Mindy Pels, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.